Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports, live from Las Vegas, November 2nd, right, I think?
Yep.
All right, I got a confirmation. Want to welcome everyone to the show. I appreciate you being here. We have a great guest for you tonight. Mr. Michael Miller, back with us. Thanks for coming in.
No problem.
Being here. Hosting along with myself tonight. The man on a mission, Mr. Gary Wyatt.
What's happening?
How you doing?
I'm doing.
Oh, man, you got something up your sleeve.
I can't wait. Oh, I got big stuff up my sleeve. Matter of fact, they're so big, I can't wear
you
sleeves.
You can't wear sleeves. Pull them down.
Right? Uh-huh. If I wear sleeves, then you'll see what's up my sleeve.
Man,
so.
We'll just have to wait and see.
Anyway,
all right.
On with the show.
I like big.
Thanks for coming in, Michael.
No problem.
Even though it's always your fault.
Hey, you know what? I don't care what it is. We find a way to make sure it's Michael's fault.
Right.
But he's used to it.
If you look hard enough, it probably was.
Yeah, exactly. You just follow the trail. It is Michael Miller.
At some point.
Also, Matt Esposito.
You got it right the first time.
Okay. Give me a couple tries. I'll hack it one way or the other.
Not Escondido, California.
Okay.
Yeah.
No.
You got it right the first time.
Well, what's happening?
Staying busy. Going into holiday
treating?
Season. Hell no.
Well, I did. I know. We got Christmas candy.
Did you see the price of candy?
That's why you're supposed to go out and take a treat to get free candy.
Let me tell you. I went over to Susan's house because her and her kids were doing a little haunted house over there. And I'm telling you, there was more adults trick-or-treating than children.
Gotta get the candy.
Oh, man.
Ain't got no problem with it.
Is there supposed to be an age limit? I didn't see the rules.
Nope. No age limit.
All right.
Did you see the price of candy?
How was the haunted house?
It was good.
Did you dress up and scare kids?
No.
You just stood there and scared kids.
Ooh, I'm a bomber driver.
There
was more
scary.
There was more adults scared of going than the kids.
Oh, that's
the kids were pulling the adults. Seriously, I'm like, what the hell?
That's today's world. All right, we won't get into that. What kind of costumes did you see come through there?
Everything.
What was the best one that you've seen?
Me personally, you ever like go by a car lot or something, and they have those different colored air things
that's
up in the air, and they kind of flip around. There was a little kid.
What they call those.
Yeah, there was a little kid, probably 8 years old. He had one of those.
Oh.
And naturally, it was taller than him, you know. And I said, that's kind of cool. And his mom says, stop and do it. And took his bag of candy, and he was just it was cool as shit.
Right.
I liked that one. And then there was another one that in the kid's front, it was like a skeleton lit up, like you could see through him type thing.
Cool.
Yeah, it was all lit up. You know, it's just the thing. It wasn't him, but that was a cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I like that. I don't know what you call them, but they're real, you know, 20 feet in the air, and their arms just go all over the place. One of the little kids was dressed up like that.
I just turned my porch light off, so.
That's what I did.
I'm the Halloween Grinch.
cool.
We see some pretty costumes and stuff out there.
See, Susan said she just liked the X-ray costume.
Oh,
that was
one
that I was
talking about. That's pretty cool. When we were down at Orange Show, we seen like an alien one where it looks like it's carrying the kid, but it's the way they have the suit.
We saw a lot of those dinosaur.
That's big right now, the inflatable ones.
Is that what it really?
Yeah.
No presidential costumes like Biden or
No.
Brandon. Was Brandon there?
A couple ghosts.
Yeah.
Had a white sheet over their head, or is it something, you know, kind of keeping it on the two little eyes? I was like, is that a ghost? Or anyway,
any kids like running around no costume, just running around the candy?
Oh,
really?
Yeah. There was a lot of them. A lot of the kids told Patrick and Susan, I was here last year.
Justin and Susan, by the way.
Patrick and Susan. They were like, we were here last year. We're not scared. And then Patrick would light up a chainsaw and they would scream. Then as they were going out the door or out the gate, Adam was sitting in the back of the truck, and as they were running by, he would hit the side of the truck and scare them more. So. But they wasn't scared going in.
Yeah, it was like things you stick your arms into, like spaghetti, you feel like brains or something. No, nothing like that. All right.
They're not that advanced yet.
Oh, next year. Cool. Yeah, I didn't see many kids in my neighborhood anyways, so that's why we're just like, eh. Whatever candy we bought, we're just going to eat it.
Yeah, so I went trick-or-treating, and that's what I ended
Christmas
up with.
Candy. Yeah, thanks for the Christmas candy.
Hey,
what about you? Did you guys?
Yeah, I went over to the McMoran's house. Their neighborhood does it pretty big.
Do they really?
Yeah, it's, like, really big. Like, their corner neighbor just goes all out every year for this yard. As a matter of fact, this year the news came and interviewed him.
Wow, that big. Huh?
Yeah, and he runs a cable across the street and runs a light up with
flying
across. Like, you could tell he waits the 11 months every year to do
this. This is his thing, right?
Yeah, it's always a good time over there. Aaron's wife puts on a projector screen The Nightmare Before Christmas by the garage. And
no way.
It's cool.
Oh, man, we're missing all the fun stuff.
Yeah.
We're hanging out with Michael Miller.
It's fun in that neighborhood. So
cool.
And Susan reminded me here, both her kids were clowns.
Uh-huh.
And there were more adults scared of the clowns than the kids. Seriously. Yeah.
And
I was just reading through.
Nobody likes clowns, I guess.
I guess, yeah.
That's cool. So that's going all out. I know a guy I used to know, that was their thing, too. They waited, you know, they went all out on a haunted house and stuff like that.
Mine was
so.
Christmas. I had the whole animated to music. I had the whole radio station. And my house is on a cul-de-sac. Like, I am the cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
It was parked like a drive-in. And the highest count we counted was like 15, 16 cars that were double parked all the way down the street to watch the light show. But then you can hear it in your car. So you didn't have to get out. You were able to tune in.
That's pretty cool.
And we'd have people, like, we had one couple that would come every night because their kid wouldn't go to sleep until they saw.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it was. It was crazy back when I had money.
That was a long time ago.
That was a long time ago.
Before you started racing.
Yeah, no, that was like 2000.
I'm just kidding.
2008, 2010. Yeah.
Man, I can't believe the season's almost here anyway. Just bringing up Christmas. Man, we got Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving? I thought we skipped that this year because everything seems to be jumping right from Halloween to Christmas.
I guess you and I's going to North Carolina this weekend.
What do we got going on?
Bill said it's the world champion dirt, world of sprint car, world champion on dirt.
Well, they used to bring that stuff here to Vegas, man. When are they going to do that again?
Uh-huh.
Right? The World of Outlaw stuff? Is that what
sprint cars, world champion at the dirt track in Charlotte this weekend.
Oh, man. Let's see. Book us some flights. we're busy this weekend.
Yeah.
Wait, I forgot.
Yeah, you got your own
racing. There's a big racer going on here. Yeah, what are you thinking about?
Oh, well, Billy, you're out. I got my own racing this weekend.
We're going to have more fun than he is.
That's
actually,
right.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
But
I tried.
Him since he's been back there?
No, just text back and forth.
When he tells you about the rain, send him pictures of the sunshine.
Uh-huh.
That's what we got out here. But anyway. Speaking of racing, we got a lot of cool racing coming up this weekend at Vegas, right?
Yes.
And the Open Comp.
Favorite weekend of the year.
Yours?
Yeah.
Well, you're not. Are you racing?
No.
How's it your favorite if you're not even in a car?
It's just you can just feel like the mood just means more the entire weekend.
Who are you helping?
Aaron.
Is he racing a Prolate?
Yep.
Yeah.
And a modified.
Oh, he's double dutying it.
Are they racing on separate nights or one night?
They're running the same night. Now, me personally, I tried to get him motivated a couple weeks ago when we made the decision, and I do not know about this whole 246 laps in one night thing. But, you know, we're going to have faith. It's going to be fine.
Keep hydrated.
But it's in two different cars.
Yes.
Yeah, but that's a lot of mileage.
Oh, McMoran's strong.
He has mullet strength. So
yeah, there we go.
He's got the Jesus strength right now.
Yes, he does.
People don't know, but he's got the inner strength going. So,
well, at least the weather should be nice. But
oh, yeah.
I mean, I've seen the drivers get out after 76 laps on the 3rd of July and
look
pretty beat up.
You'll see me after 35 laps.
Oh, man,
I couldn't get in fast enough. But
gotta take a break after 30.
I don't have that extra. I'm 130 pounds. So. It beats me up. Well, that's cool. That's crazy. That's going to – I mean, I'm sure there's a two or three guys that are doing that. I don't know who else, but that's a lot
of
laps.
Yeah, I think Goss is doing it. Yeah, I'm sure there's a couple.
Oh, yeah. I know there's some
I know
SRL.
Goss has come with the Mahdi and the Pro 8.
Insane.
So.
That's crazy. That's a lot of laps.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, hopefully they endure it and be safe. I mean, what it's all about out there is having fun.
So they released a pit strategy yet?
There is no pit strategy, only for the modifieds. The prolates with the 602s, they could run 123 laps in their sleep on fuel, a full tank.
The mods are stopping
at
70, right?
Yeah, because they have the open motors. Like I was saying last week's show in the comments, is you're not showing up with when you're not doing good.
Not going to do well.
So with those 406s, they're not going to make 123 laps. It's just not a thing.
And they run. Do they allow alcohol or E85 stuff like that? Or I don't know.
They wouldn't run E85 with the open motors.
I was just wondering. Like, a lot of times
I don't know if
the
they
alcohol
allow the alcohol or not. The rules are a little weird for this one because it's not our rules.
Right.
So, I just assume everyone would run the 110.
Yeah.
That's how everyone's been trying to do for the longest now, so.
I was just curious because, like, I know, you know, like you said, the prolate stuff, they can go all day long on the 110, but where I thought the modified, you know, you got big tanks in those, so a lot of guys run, like, the bigger motors, so they go through a lot more gas, but a lot of them run alcohol and things, so that doesn't last half as long.
And I believe for the stop, you could only fuel. You can't
touch nothing.
It's not like our normal deal where as long as you can do whatever you want was the old rule during those pit stops, except for take the hood off. Well, guys, I've seen some guys do some things. I've seen sway bar adjustments, bump change on the front shocks without taking the hood off. And I'm like, you're doing it literally. You just see them, their arm underneath with someone holding the fender
we're
up.
We're just fueling right over here.
And you couldn't jack the car up unless you wanted to go to the back. Like, you got a tire problem or something, you're trying to figure that out, you could tap out. But, yeah, you start seeing some pretty creative people on those stops.
So if they were to make adjustments, what do you think should happen? I mean, does the rule clear they should go to the back or?
Well, to me, on the 602 for like the prolates, usually your front runners are going to be your front runners and your back runners are. It's just what you got that night because with the 602, you're not going to experience so much change, especially that time of year too. Mm-hmm. It's going to be relatively the same temperature all night, unlike this. July 3rd, even though it's only 76, you know, you got it dialed in and it's 117 and now it might be 9903.
Right.
So there is some cooling going on. I believe that if you have a good piece on lap one and don't abuse it, you're going to have one on lap 123. Now the open show, there's going to be some bigger power. I don't care whether they allowed it or not.
Right.
As long as everyone got the same thing, I feel like it's the same.
You know, and that brings up things like with, let's say, in the modifieds, for instance, probably not, you know, problem in the prolates, but in the modifieds where you have a lot of guys showing up to open motors, you probably don't want a lot of guys with the 602s out there anyways because now you're mismatching your driving styles because of, you know.
Someone's going to be cornering super good
different
someone's
speeds.
Going to just yard you down the straight.
Yeah, so it could turn into a – you know, a really bad race, I guess, for a lot of people. So, I don't know. We'll see. I mean, sometimes it makes it interesting. There's enough cars out there, I guess. So, but it should be a fun night for anybody, to, you know, whether you're in a car or just watching. So, if you know anybody, tell them about it, get them out there, get them to go get in the stands, support. You know, this is the big race, or another one of the big races of the season. You know, it's kind of the year-end deal to close out, you know, what the boring's all about.
Yeah, I'm hoping we get a decent car count in the Supers. It's been I miss them. They just when Chris Klein finished his new car, Favozzi's car that he had gotten a hold of, watching it that Friday night, I was like, oh yeah, there's a huge. It's just different. It's a different kind of race car. It might be close to the same chassis, but the horsepower is just
way different.
I forgot like how much better it was.
Yeah, you know, and
I stand by the 602. I'm not knocking the 602.
Well, no, of course. It's just a different type of racing. That's all.
It's just watching that kind of speed's different.
Well, we forget because everybody, and then it goes to any track anywhere, they focus on the 602 and the 8-inch treaded tire and this, that, and the other, and you forget about how much fun it is to actually have a full-blown race car out there with the open motor or, you know, bigger motors.
Just
I won't say open
sound.
Motors, but, yeah, the sounds,
the
SRL guys, you know, they, you know, it was crazy to me at some point where the SRL late models at the time were louder than a modified, you know, because the modified started getting quieter, and those kept getting louder because they're just gotten a lot more horsepower and stuff. So, I don't know. Should be a good race.
Oh, yeah.
Should be a lot of fun. A lot of fun to watch. Like you said, the Supers. Oh, man, that's always fun to watch, so... And there's a lot of money at stake, too.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of money involved. Do you think it'd be Lenny White showing up? And he always shows up and does real well.
He's been showing up in a couple of the pro late races recently, even though he's retired. So we all know how that goes.
Well, it's hard to get the easy money, right?
He went over to Madeira. And so I would not be shocked at all, especially because his guys have rain here this year, and I expect they're going to come out. I've heard of a couple of names that are through the shop coming, so I wouldn't doubt if that car shows up with them.
Cool.
So, yeah, no, I think it's going to be a really good deal. I mean, at the end of the day, it's going to be hard to compete with Doss, but he's got his program. You know?
You know, obviously, Aaron knows what he's doing. He's got experience. You think you got what it takes to run up and have a chance for the win? I mean, obviously – if you didn't think so, you wouldn't go out there and race. But, you know, you're up against tough talent.
Our motor's still questionable. I think we fixed the rest of the Gremlins. We went to the chassis dyno. But the numbers I was getting is I don't think that means anybody's cheating.
Right.
There's just something particular that's happened with this our motor that's just not matching up. Yeah, I don't think I think it's an us thing. I don't think it's anybody else thing in their numbers. I think.
Do you think it could be a fuel thing?
No. Well, I mean, I've changed fuel cells, the entire ignition system, everything but the motor.
You know, because it brings up a point, you know, because there's a lot of talk out there about oxygenated fuels and things like that.
Yeah, I'm not even getting worrying about that. That was the biggest headache I headed in for the first race we had that at Havasu.
Right.
Yeah, no one can convince me that it's easier to run. They're a liar. You can tell them I said it. Don't call me. I'll tell them to their face. It just eats up a lot of things. You spend a lot of money if you want to run that.
Right.
And then, but starting next year, it's not a thing anymore.
Right.
It's not going to be a rule. So you have to run 110.
So what's supposed to change with that?
Oh, no. In that meeting we had when we went to the 602s, there are some lobbying, but it's supposed to be everyone has to be on the same fuel next year.
Right.
I think the SRL late model tour is doing it too, is from what I'm hearing.
So the only problem with that is you have to check that stuff and stand by test, you know, for any inconsistencies.
Yeah,
it's fuel
easy to
or
test.
Like
either
that.
It's 110 or it's not.
Yeah, well, exactly. Right. It's easy to test for stuff like that.
Yeah, and everyone agreed, I mean, but...
So what happens if a guy doesn't give up the fuel like they're supposed to?
Should be a DQ, but
right? I mean, isn't that
we still got a way to see who our tech guy is? So.
Right. Why don't you be you? You'd be a great tech guy.
No, thank you.
Why? You don't want the headaches?
I got too many cars to work on.
Hey. Yeah. You know, doesn't hurt to step in once in a while. And...
Yeah.
No. Not you.
Not me.
Brian Kaiser's going to be tech guy.
Since when?
He was this past year.
Oh yeah, it was the last race of the season.
Oh. Well, I think with this many laps, Brian ain't going nowhere. Brian loves that track.
Yes, oh, he'll be there.
He'll just be on the happy end of it.
Yeah. I'll be drinking a beer. Yeah,
exactly. You're drinking beer, watching somebody else getting yelled at.
Laughing at me, telling me, I told you to get out years ago. You're missing out.
You should have said, why are you getting in?
Right. No, it should be
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, no, I think it's going to be a good show. I heard from someone behind the scenes of who's teching the Open. I think it'll be a good move. But if it goes on beyond this, I don't know. So,
well, yeah, obviously these Open races, you know, are different than, you know, the season races, you know, because a lot different things involved with Open races.
Well, with that many laps, it leaves a lot open to chance too. So if you could just, if you can hold your own in fourth or fifth place, and you know, should happen.
You'd be surprised how consistency will make a difference. Sure.
You know, when you're running, you know, the 40, 50 laps, you know, when you, once you get down to, you know, 20 laps to go, you're kind of, you know,
right.
You are where you are, but having this, I mean,
yeah, usually on the long shows, you just got to keep yourself in position. If you don't got a car, just go lead the thing. You just want to be floating in that top five because you never know. There could be a green, white checkered, and the top four just demolish each other.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. There.
And there's tire, you know,
tire wear.
Yeah, I don't foresee your top five in this race, the people that are coming. I don't think they're going to slow down that much. I think they're going to lose about 0.3 through the whole race. It would be my prediction, something like DOS. On the 970 tire that doesn't give up on you unless you're rear dad with the 602 motor, I don't foresee to seeing a lot of that normal, like if it was 123 laps at a place like Havasu, it's not going to be equivalent to the fall off.
You think, are the Supers back like on their tour tire?
Yes.
Basically? Okay. So that'd be good.
So the Super Late models are basically what we knew as Super Late models.
Big
motors, dry sun, just like an SRL.
Right.
From my understanding, from what I've seen. So.
Right.
Should be the slicks.
Yeah, should be good.
That horsepower doesn't work on anything else.
Right.
Else
right.
Track,
yeah,
so.
Yeah, exactly. So it should be some good racing. I can't wait. It's always fun to go watch the Open Comp stuff. So come watch. And, you know, it's tough, too. Like, you know, Aaron being out there. And when you do double duty, especially in two different, different.
Well, see, that's
cars
what I
like
about it. This race traditionally gives you the opportunity to do this at the easiest situation, because typically, like if it's a local show, you need to decide which car you want to put more into.
Right.
Which one's closer? That one could sit out more practices, because this is more like, you know, from one, I'm just throwing out time.
Right.
From one to two is modified practice only. It's not in rotation.
Right.
So you can move from this pit to that pit and just focus on that. Where like on a normal Friday night, you guys know,
you're
just
back and forth.
You might just even stand there for 15 minutes confused on what you need.
Right.
Need you in the car next. It's a lot harder to do it that way than the way the schedule's set up for this.
No, that makes sense.
And we got a game plan. If we're going out there and it don't look like we're going to be competitive at all, I got enough horsepower for Havasu.
Right.
My main concern is making sure that last gremlin's gone.
Right.
And then if we're good enough to go, we're good enough to go.
Yeah, cool.
We'll see what happens.
When's Havasu running next?
The late models start there the Thanksgiving weekend. That's when they always start them.
Is that the first? So that's their first? For the late models, right, for their four races that they have.
Yeah.
Okay. And I know they do a double race on...
Yeah, after COVID, last year we did four and they were all hundreds.
Okay.
And now this year, that's what the schedule says, too.
Okay.
They used to do six races, four nights. Two double main nights, 200s.
Yeah.
But they've been doing just hundreds, and it's been working out. It's been good racing, so...
Yeah. And they always seem to get a good count for those.
Yeah, and they got some pretty big dates, too, because they're going to run that traditional Thanksgiving weekend, which is always a big weekend down there. They're running a New Year's Day race,
with
the late models. And then 2 weeks later, they're running, and then I think they finish up February or March.
Right, something like that. I don't remember.
Okay. It's a good time.
Cool. Yeah, it's always a fun track there.
Great equalizer in that division.
Exactly.
Twin 50s?
Oh, they are running 2050s there?
On the first, on the pro late.
Okay. Yeah, I thought I only saw hundreds. They might have changed it, though.
Twin 50s.
Cool. No, that's always cool. But, you know, Havasu, like you said, it's not really a horsepower track. It's, you know, it's a good equalizer there. It's a smaller track, two groove track. You can run up or down for a long time.
Same thing on the 15th.
So back
50s.
So is the November, the Thanksgiving weekend they're opening for the.
That's 100 straight laps.
That's straight laps, like
you're
saying.
Yeah, it says 100 laps. This other one says 250.
And are they
both of them
night races or day races?
Day.
Yeah,
two p.m.
2 p.m.
Yeah, they should be day races because the last one I just ran there 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
And that was their last night race until they go back racing like in March.
Cool. And don't forget, then will be the time change.
Yeah,
They don't change. We change the time.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's this week.
It's messed me up a couple times going down.
Where's Michael Miller?
That's Sunday morning, 7.
Yep. Right, you're thinking you're whatever, you know, on time, but
An hour late.
Cool.
No, it's even more fun when you're in Utah and you come back during a time change.
Oh, man.
Because it goes from Utah to Arizona to Nevada, and you cross through, so you're setting the clock twice.
I just stay home, stay in bed. Yeah, I won't go through all that. Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, hey, I wish we'd just leave it alone, you know, like Arizona. Time is whatever.
Yeah,
we should
leave it on the summertime.
Yeah.
It works for me at work, though.
Does it?
Like right now, it's really dark at the beginning of our shift, which we really can't physically work. We go to like wherever we're working for the day. But once that time change happens, then it's sunny enough again, so it kind of helps us doing what we do. But
yeah,
it's all the same.
Those people that can end work at 4 o'clock.
Well, I guess if you'll stay up all night, then you can wake up early. But yeah, should be fun. Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
But your season's done with, which
here
is amazing, right? As far as you racing in a car, I guess. Unless you have a plan on racing anything else besides points wise, I mean.
Yeah,
so.
I'm running Havasu.
Yeah.
I'm not running for points. I made sure not to run the first one. I ran the second one on purpose, and then that was awful.
Really?
That was the worst. So we knew something's been going on with my car handling wise, and it was totally exposed so much worse than it does at the point.
Really?
Like P at one point, he said, "Well, where is it loose?" I said, "See the start finish line?" He's like, "Yeah." I was like, "All right, follow it around the corner right there." And I guided him all the way back. It literally on the throttle, off the throttle, turning the steering wheel, straightening the steering wheel, anything was just making this thing violent. It was weird. I think we pinned it down, but we'll figure it. We'll see.
And it wasn't you.
No.
Right?
Okay. Even Jacob came up and was like, "Dude, what's going on?" It was bad. I still finished third. Sideways the whole time. I woke up the next morning. I fell asleep when we got home because we came straight home. My wife's just looking at me, and I had this big old bruise right
now. Oh,
here.
Wow.
Just from,
no
just
kidding.
Driving.
Just driving.
And
how many laps, you know?
That was only 25.
Right, 25 plus practice laps, things like that. So that's crazy.
It was bad. It was bad.
What are some of the rule differences between Havasu and the Vegas
Their ride height,
bomber?
You got to be 7, which isn't a big deal because I already run right around 7 for the bullring.
Yeah.
I don't think you need to be down to the minimum. Most cars that don't really work down that low.
Right.
So it's binding stuff up. If they were meant to be that low, GM would have made them that way.
Yeah.
And then, let's see, they got more of an open motor deal.
Oh,
see, you could do a lot more things with their motor package there, but it's not worth it.
Yeah.
Why would you want to build more power? It's,
right. You don't need
not
all
there.
Of those power.
They just extended their camber rule from 4 degrees, which I figured it out pretty close. It's pretty close. Our 1-inch rule is about 4 1/4. So you do have to take, you were having to take about an 1/8 washer off. And then now that you can do 5.5, I didn't touch it. I was like,
close.
It's not that much different. Okay. It really isn't. That's the rules that they really care. They care about your rim width, your total weight now, which is, this has happened over last year, your camber. That's pretty much the main things they check.
You see
ride height.
Quite a few Vegas guys there racing with you.
Yeah, so far in the two races, Jacob's running for points down there this year.
Oh, wow.
He's leading them. And then Kyle ran the first one. I ran this one. Dylan Rinke is running for points, from my understanding. The guy's been down there the first race. They missed the second one, though.
Yeah,
so.
Cool.
Yeah, I just like the atmosphere when I go there.
Yeah, it seems more laid back.
Yeah.
Not as, I don't know what it is, the difference in Vegas or there, but I feel the same way when I'm down there. It doesn't feel like the same. Not that it's stressful at Vegas, but
no, I had a great year in Vegas this year, too.
Yeah, you actually finished halfway decent, right?
Halfway.
You end up getting the championship, right?
So yeah.
That's amazing because I remember there was a time just not that long ago where you were just getting in a car.
Yeah.
You know, so that is just something else that you're able to pull that off.
Yeah, I was, you know, at the beginning of the season, I was like, okay, guys, points racing's out of question. Like, I think by the fourth race, I had blown up three motors.
Right.
One, and only one was a Friday night. The other two, I ran that. Remember that one time when you guys were like, wow, that car sounds really good when I won that heat race, and I told you something was wrong?
Right.
Something was wrong. Lost an entire cylinder. I should have took Pete's offer to park the car. But I just knew if I would just ran it and it stayed the same, it was almost like traction control because I was literally being able to drive all the way through the corner.
Right.
Burp right almost to exit, and then slam it again,
right,
and it just
so
take off.
You a little,
and that's
yeah.
how I won that heat race. Yeah. Like, I don't feel like I'm going fast, but I know I was
right.
walking
Be
Jacob.
Consistent.
And then
yeah.
I run Adam down, and next thing you know, on that restart, just but then I started realizing on those bad nights, I'm still getting finishes like fourth, and you know, I'm not in the infield parked. So it all worked out. It all worked out. So
when you're coming up to the last couple races, would you were was anybody close in points to you, or did you have it locked in at some point?
It came down to the very last second.
No way! Wow.
Yeah.
That's nerve-wracking.
Going into the last race, if Court would have won and I finished second, I would have lost by 1 point.
Oh wow! No kidding. That close.
And no. If Court won, I would have been second. But if I finished third, it's a wrap.
Okay.
That's what it was. And then if Jacob won, I had it all mapped out and
right.
I was just doing numbers.
Right.
Every
that,
lap by
it
lap.
Was a numbers game
so
at that point.
So if Jacob
right.
won, that allowed me to finish third or fourth.
Yeah.
So, like, I felt pretty good about it because Jacob, the race before that, I had won it, but Jacob was right there.
Wow.
And so I knew he had been doing his homework and he was going to be fast. So I felt pretty good that he was probably going to win that race because he was just fast.
Right.
He was yeah. obviously really quick all weekend.
Wow.
So it was relieving. You know, it was a good time though. Like I tell everyone, it might not have been the biggest car count, but I really feel it was the most competitive the Bombers have been
right.
on who could win every single night. There's five cars out there.
Right.
That could honestly
right.
pull
at any
it
given
off.
Night,
yeah.
right, win. That's cool. Well, I would hope that you'd see that division you know, grow again.
Yeah, I'm hearing about some people getting into cars that have been sitting and then even though some people are like Court's moving on, I'm sure they'll put
right.
someone in that. So we'll see.
Do you think that's the biggest reason why the car count changed? Is a lot of guys moved on into other things?
No.
I mean, I don't know the names, but I think there's probably a couple of them.
I think a lot of people had problems with other people, and then
right.
they thought they were cheating, and then they got a rule to change, and then once a rule changed, they realized that wasn't it,
mm-hmm.
but now they can't figure out how to get a cam to pass vacuum.
Oh.
You know what I mean? So now they're $800 into something they complained
right.
to get, and now, you know what I mean? And or the weight rule.
Right.
Well, I'm sorry, first and foremost, how many of these Bomber guys, like real Bomber guys, not guys that are tagged up, like, you know, I have access to borrow some scales, but
right.
who owns the scales?
Well, and that's
the same thing I told Bill. That's what I like about our one-inch rule.
Right.
Because you don't have to own a caster camber gauge. But at Havasu, if you want a racer and don't worry about a DQ, you need to own a camber gauge. One of the guys, their champion from last year, does a lot of his maintenance on his championship car at Big O Tires.
Oh, wow.
They do a lot of his work for him. It's just you drop it off. They charge.
Right.
I guess they give him a good deal. They put their name on the car. But people, like, you know, if some of those guys don't own a trailer, they leave it there.
Right.
But you want them to have a cast camera. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I was explaining this to TJ and Brian this year. My biggest problem is I've been around racing for a while.
Oh, yeah.
And this is why I personally believe you don't see a lot of cars being built. Because when I opened the rule book and I wanted understanding on a certain rule and what we can do and what we can't, I have to get on the Google. I have to make phone calls.
Right.
I have to – like, it shouldn't be like that. That fan in the stands that wants to build a car needs to be able to read the rule
mm-hmm.
book and know what it says. And a lot of stuff never got removed from when a new rule was made. So, like, certain sections don't even make sense because you can't do it.
Right.
Like, you know, you can't have
it. And some of that is obviously, like, over time, like, hey, there's a complaint or something,
mm-hmm.
so they try to throw something
mm-hmm.
in or take something out, and then it starts making it where it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Did they change the weight rule? Is that a change?
Well, it depends which rule you want to go off of. Like, so the rule's 3400. To my understanding, I've always said the rule's 3450, 3460,
mm-hmm.
because it does say at the very end of the rule at the end of the race. But
right.
I do not think – I think Aaron proved it the year he was – when the El Diablo was still black. and it's him and Sergeant battling it out, mm-hmm. and then Richter started putting weight on him, yet the times never slowed down. He right. at one point he had 250 more pounds
wow.
to put on the car,
and
then that was before a weight rule.
Change. Wow.
Yeah, I think if you get your car turning, the momentum's going to stay in
right.
those cars. It just is.
Well, and then adding that weight, you guys didn't have a rule that like certain left side percentage or anything like
that. No, we
that.
Had a left.
Oh, you did? Oh,
yeah,
okay.
It's 52 and a half.
Oh, is it? Okay, I didn't know that. So.
Yeah, and I still don't. It's still big spring. It's
right.
These cars aren't sucked down like late model.
That's the fun of a bomber stock race
yeah,
car is because it's a stock car.
Yeah,
you know? That's what it's supposed to be.
Like me and Aaron, like I'm heavier than Aaron and Vinny and Vinny, especially Vinny, and Vinny's jumped in my car and
right.
gone faster. And obviously that's left side. So
right.
I don't know. It's just one of those things. Some of those things I'm just like, man, I do believe on having a weight rule though, because it protects us from our own minds. Cause you know, like that big wreck a couple mm-hmm. years back, a lot of those cars came through. I'm looking for the dead body, but it's
right.
just the fact is it crumbled because they cut it so much.
Exactly.
But there wasn't a weight
in rule. The wrong places.
So,
too,
yeah.
Right. And if you don't
so,
know, you don't know.
I think it kind of governs our own
right.
minds.
I mean, a weight rule, I would think if it says 3,400 pounds, that's at any time,
yeah.
whether it's before a race, after the race.
Yeah, and
see,
Housu does it.
So.
Housu does it as long as they scale you before. If they scale you before, if you're 3,400,
right.
they're cool. Especially because, like I said, there's a wide variety of motors.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're trying to get the best case scenario, you might miss the mark.
Right.
you know what I mean? So I like just going through. That's how super late models used to be back in the day. Your weight rule was just right before the main, right before any event, basically.
Right.
Qualifying, you better be at the weight. You know what I mean? But if you come in, because then you get in a spot. Jimmy Parker Jr. was DQ'd one time for being 4 pounds light. 4 pounds didn't win the race. And I'll stand by that all day long.
Yeah, but, you know, I understand that. Yes, that. But at some point, you know, you say, well, it's whatever this is, plus or minus something, you know. Because
yeah.
then now you start adding in all these different variables,
well,
and that gray area starts getting bigger.
Well, one of the problems is if it says 3,400 pounds in the rules, that's what it is. Jimmy Parker Jr. is 4 pounds light. Then the next guy's going to come and be 6 pounds
yeah.
light, and he's going to go, well, you
pounds.
Let him go
right,
for
yeah.
four.
6 pounds,
let
right.
me, I'm only 2 pounds lighter
yeah.
than him. And pretty soon,
yeah,
you know racers back. Like I know racers. Pretty soon it's going to be 50
well,
pounds.
But that's the
right.
thing. That's It should never been. It was literally the rule that 1 year. It was under Stafford. It was just rule 1 year.
And, then, you know,
and
but,
I just,
but
I,
that
I,
makes sense, you know, because, you know,
then,
hey,
like, what's protocol if you're racing hard for a win, you tear the fender off, and part of the quarter, but your car's still handling. Do you go get that piece and put it on? Or do you,
yeah,
you know, at what
point
did something get knocked off your car in an accident and you still had a good piece?
Right.
And it still worked? You know what I mean? That's what I don't like. There's too much
you have that,
what do you
that,
do next?
The rip cord to take all your body pieces off right before you go to check.
it's the same thing like we've seen recently in NASCAR, the truck race that a couple weeks ago. And then there's it's A.D. Allmendinger. His car wadded up. They gave him the grace there on a lot. Obviously, you can't scan the body.
Right.
The car, the entire thing was junk. But that year, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There was no give on it. I'm like, but what? Really? Really? Well, so if you lose your hood and you don't have a lightweight hood, that's about 20 pounds. But you know what I mean? So what
right.
would you have done there if that was a
plus
– that's why I don't like that kind of rule.
Plus you're losing what, 10, 15 pounds in fuel by the end
yeah,
of the race?
Yeah, you could judge
yeah.
that one.
Right,
you
right.
get enough laps.
Yeah, you know.
You're
right,
free
right. But if you add that into all these other things, that grace period expands, and you can fall off for something stupid.
Yeah, so that's why I would just like it before the main weigh this and call it good. Or like I that's why I would say on the bomber, so we were already always over no matter what after the races because
at
I
want to
scale
3,450,
3,460.
Right.
And then that way, and honestly, we don't use that much fuel. So, therefore, I'm not going to lose that much. It's 7 pounds a gallon, so I'm not going to run that much, 7 gallons out. That's crazy.
Right.
If I did, I need to look for a fuel leak because I'm losing somewhere.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's a lot of stuff that goes into all that.
So, the rule in bombers, at least, they don't specify before or after
No,
the
in
race.
The bombers in Vegas, at all times throughout the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And also, the way that's written, I don't like. I'm like, so you can just run up after a race. Yeah, I just didn't like the way. I don't know.
Right.
I've seen too much. But then in factory stocks, if you're 3,400, when they scaled you before any event, you're good.
So would that make it more of a discretion of when you get scaled? Like if it just says, let's just an example, 3,400, it's up at the discretion of the when you get scaled. Sometimes they might scale you before the race. Sometimes they might scale you after the race.
No, it's before event.
It's always before.
Yeah, it's okay. Before events. They might pull you onto that scaling pad like they just did to me to check ride height.
Right.
It's the flattest surface they have to do it.
Is it? Okay.
So, but yeah, it's just one of my things. I mean, I've never been caught for being too light after,
right.
But it's still always.
Yeah, but you want to make sure, especially if you are in points or even if you finished well and there's a purse payout or something, you don't want to lose that, obviously. So, no, that's cool. I mean, I think that's racing has been around for a long time. So us talking about it just shows that that's just something that's been going on forever still. Weight, scale, penalties, things like that. It's always a question. Each rotation of new drivers and teams and owners that go through and tech guys. And you might get one group of tech guys for 2, 3, 4 years and they turn out to be okay. And then all of a sudden you got a new set.
Mm-hmm.
They're going back to the same problems from the beginning that you've already hashed out.
Yeah.
So it's tough.
And I don't think there's a whole lot of problems. I just I would just like to see an easier written rule book. That's all.
Right.
Just for that newcomer, it's to build a car. It's hard. It's really hard to understand.
Well, that's what's nice about an open comp because it kind of gets rid of some of those other rules and kind of makes it more open. But why couldn't you have some more like that during the whole season, I guess?
Yeah.
I know it brings up other issues, but you almost want to see something that's one page of rules. Yes, it's easy for everybody.
Why Madera popped off like they did with the late models, and everyone started going to race there.
Yeah.
I thought it was I was being lied to when we were deciding to go to Madera for the first time in years, and I looked up their rule book, and for a pro late model, one page.
Yeah,
and most of it talks about safety.
Right.
You know, like they tech three things.
Right.
And here it's a little bit different because there is a lot more. We're faster. Their horsepower is always going to lose it. Everyone, their races are 100 laps. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
75 to 100. And so it's a little different ball game.
Right.
But
it changes.
I just like to see something simpler.
Yeah. I think that as the track also, if they simplified it, if it's simple for them to tech, it's going to be quicker, nights, quicker teching, all that stuff. And make it easier.
Yeah.
So, but it sucks because I think it usually starts off that way, but there's always that one guy that makes it difficult where he brings up the gray area or this, and then he pushes the limits. And so guess what? You start adding another thing in the rule, another thing. And before you know it, you got three pages of rules,
Yeah.
Unless you go through a reset every so often.
I guess.
I don't know. But that makes sense. The simpler the rules. I
wouldn't know where to start.
Yeah.
I'd be interested in running a bomber.
Right.
But
how'd you start in a skid plate? You start the same place.
Well, I had TJ helping me. So.
Right. And that's usually what it is. You go find somebody that's already doing it, and then they can kind of guide you in the right direction. But that's the whole point of a division like that or a bomber or something like that is to be able to – a stepping stone. Some guys stay in it, but, some guys use that to get up into other divisions as they learn.
I just want to run the track with four wheels. No, I want to see what it's like four wheels.
Yeah, because you never experienced that except in the pit when you're loading up your car on the trailer when it was
right. That's why I was hoping they would, run even like a mini stock exhibition where you take the skid plates, we keep the tires on.
Smotherman would probably win that, by the way, but that's okay.
but let's do a little 10 lap shootout or something just to kind of play around with it. But no.
Well, that would bring up a good point. I guess a lot of them guys might want to see that, but they would have to beef up the
which should
roll
be anyway.
Cage rule.
It should
like
be
that.
Anyway.
Yeah.
That rule, basic 4-point, that needs to just not even be in there.
Yeah.
It needs to go right up to the
I agree because
cage.
I think doing it the way Vegas is running the skid plates, that they've gotten faster and faster.
Yeah.
I mean, they are really cooking around that track. I noticed like in Irwindale, I believe that's kind of where they originated. They add a chicane in there and stuff. So they make it to where they can't get up to those fast speeds.
Correct.
on the third mile. And maybe they needed the same thing at Vegas to kind of slow them down.
I definitely agree. I think it was that one race before COVID hit us last year.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Spanky, and I go to check, and he went to question something on my window net. I said, "You really checking my window net?" It was good,
right,
by the way, but
he
was misreading, and I was like, "You checking my window net? The rule book says I can run a stock seat still and jeans, and we're window." That's okay.
Right.
It's just stuff like that that, like, no one's really doing that anymore. It's not a concern of mine that someone's showing up to the bull ring in a bomber with, you know, a bench seat. It's not going to happen anymore. But it should be.
There's
going to be that person that just doesn't understand. And, you know,
and the guy that comes out of the stands, he's building one.
He
doesn't
have the friends, and he doesn't have anyone to guide him. He's like, "Well, it says right here I don't have to buy racing seats."
Right.
Oh, please do.
Yeah, please do, right. Them jeans, yeah. Don't wear your Bugle Boy jeans.
No, I'm fine. If your car's built safe, I'm actually fine with the jeans because you have to have the racing jacket. I don't mind the jean rule. I really do. I'm not wearing them, but if your car's built safe, it's not the same as a tinned car. It's not. It has a firewall. It's as long as there's no gaps in it, you'll get up.
You know, but you know, obviously. You know, as a safety precaution, fire suit gives you that 2, 3, 4 seconds, whatever it is, extra to make that decision to Ricky Bobby it out the window. I'm on fire. So hopefully nobody ever has to go through that, you know. But
first you have to know where you're at.
Yeah.
Then catch your breath. Then you can get out of the car.
But, I don't know. Yeah, I agree. I think, you know, at some point, somebody get control of every division's rules and just kind of make sure they're not getting out of hand because they do change and get upgraded and downgraded.
And I also get it. It's easy to have the prolate rule book because basically everyone has the same rule book. So just copy and paste someone else's.
Right.
You might, we do one little different thing, which I agree with, is we don't give you a weight penalty for aluminum shocks because all of our super guys from back in the day had aluminum shocks.
Right. So you're allowing
them.
Think
the shock body is white. Anybody's going to win the race.
Right.
But other than that, that's an easy rule book to have because that's the beauty of prolate modes is everyone's going to the same package. And then modifies. It's pretty much if you just run the tour rules, but you want to add the 602 in there. Now, boom, the rule book was already written. It's worked for years. It's what the cars are coming as when you buy them now. It's simple.
Right.
And just when you come to these classes, there's not a lot to judge off of because technically even factory stocks are not the same situation. It's close. You know what I mean? It's a close concept. It's just not the same. It's not apples to apples. So, like, for instance, in their rule book, the 70 Monty is technically not even legal as a car.
Oh, really?
It's 75 or newer there. They don't care as long as you come, but
has
it ever
been
done well there. For some reason, it just doesn't run good there.
Huh. That's weird.
Well, it's ran twice, but had like a third and a fifth. But.
Are you going to race next year at Vegas in the Bombers? Okay.
I think
You ever thought about doing anything different, modified or anything like that? You're comfortable where you're at?
Yep. I don't got that modified money.
If you had a chance, would you? Or are you comfortable?
Me. Like,
right.
If
there
was a decent,
part of it.
Like, if the opportunity came and we knew we were going to have like 15 to 20 street stocks ever again here, even if it's just like one show that someone's throwing on, I'd probably look into that, finding someone with a car to run. Other than that, like, faster cars, it's not, I'm not scared of them, obviously.
Right.
I don't know. It's one of those things I've worked on too many of those to know even if I bump something with that right front wheel, how much work to make sure it's right it's going to be even if nothing's broke. And I don't want that kind of anxiety.
It brings on the anxiety. Well, that's part of it, though, is having more adjustability. And if it does get bumped, that you have to, you know, get it back to where it was and all that. I'd love to see the street stocks or the super stocks, whatever they're, you know, it is that year, build back up. I know this past year they didn't have a count at all. I know there's enough of them out there, I think, to have a super stock division. But, you know, it just guys got to bring them out. But it could be a money thing. It could be a, you know, I don't know why they're not bringing them out.
I think if we got those half-suit guys on the same page as us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because their rules have always been a little bit different. There's more street stock and then, not much different because they always hold the national down there and they used to have, you know, 20, 30.
Yeah, they had really good.
Their
their 1,000 to win or whatever it was, did so well, they did another one in the same season out of nowhere. Yeah, they added it.
Yeah.
Of course, they didn't do it as good because it was a pop-up show.
But, right, right.
It did good, though.
Yeah, that's always been – they've had one there every year. And I don't know when they did two, but they've always had one every year for as long as I know. And it's always been a big race, and it's a 75 lapper, and you got guys from Vegas, and they allow them to run, and it's always a good show. House is always a good show. They always bring in the fans too, you know. So it's always busy down there, which makes it fun. But I don't know. I'd love to see like super stocks come back to Vegas. That's just stock car racing. Yeah. It's the bombers. It's stock car racing. So.
Yeah, because it's just, you know, when they're hooked up, they look pretty racy. So that looks fun.
Well, again, it gives a place for, you know, someone to move up into, you know, I'm going to say it's up because it's just the next chance is to be able to get into a pro late or a super late or something like that, or a modified. You know, you got to be able to learn about adjusting that car, you know, and that's the place to do it, I think. I don't know. And they should be priced kind of in between a bomber and let's say a modified or something like that, something in between. I don't know. I'd love to see those come back. They're you know, one of my favorites to watch.
Yeah.
You know, or the super stocks. So hopefully guys will brush them off and bring them out. You know, and that was a conversation I was having with somebody. And let's say like yourself, some of the top five guys in the bombers could throw on some race tires and all that. And
almost
be competitive in a super stock. You'd have to slow them down a little bit, and obviously the tires and some of things might bring you guys together to be able to run in a super stock.
Well, I mean, the last open comp they had street stocks, so it's 2 years ago. I didn't really, because the year before my rookie year, they didn't put the bombers on.
Mm-hmm.
And then I found out a lot of them were going to run at the last minute. They're going to throw the 970s and go. And just judging on what everyone ran, because there's some guys that ran the back, and there's some little bit faster guys that ran it, and they were booking
competitive, right?
Not street stock ain't gonna go set the world on fire, but if you got
close.
If you're one of those top three bombers, even some 970s on,
it's
you're gonna not be too shabby. You ain't gonna be last.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like right there.
But I've
so
also heard
tough.
That some of the guys put on the 970s and their car does turn really good, just like it shows. And next thing you know, your RPMs are really high. Next thing you know, that timing thing goes bye-bye.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It does bring up different issues. Yeah.
But it looked like a blast. Restarts, embarrassing, because, it's automatic.
Maybe they could have something like, some of the faster guys to be in, like, an outlaw bomber or something like that. And, you know, gives a chance for the group of slower guys to have a chance to get up and win and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, the fan won't know what's what.
Right.
The general fan's not going to know. They're two different classes.
Yeah. No, that's true. That's true. I don't know. Anyways, big race this weekend. Go to LVMS.com. Click on the Bullring link, and I think you can find information there.
Yeah.
If not, ask
it's
around.
All over Facebook, too.
Facebook. There you go.
The Bullring Dirt Track Facebook page is shared.
Okay.
An article on DOS coming.
Cool. Yeah, there's some cool stuff coming up, races coming up. You guys have the banquet. You're going to be one of the ones honored for the championship there at the banquet. Did you get your seat reserved?
Oh, yeah. I bought
it. Do you have to pay $50 or if you're a champion, they pay for you, right?
Nothing in life is free. I spent a lot of money.
Right.
I got a lot of people coming.
Cool.
A lot.
Cool.
It's going to be a really efficient party.
Is alcohol served there?
Yeah.
I'm going to watch the news. I'm going to watch the news for Michael Miller's group.
If they don't look for a straw that's ran up through my legs,
right?
And I'm just like,
yeah.
No, it's a little weird this year. Like, I was cool. I'm not the best public speaker in the world, you know what I mean? But under the normal guidelines, but then I've seen it's not like normal.
Oh, what are they doing?
It's instead like the bombers used to be top 10. Well, I get it. We have a lower car count. And I've always kind of felt this way, too. Like, the people you honor should dictate, unless it's kids. I think that, you know,
all of
them
should be honored.
If you made
every
top 10,
one.
Whatever it is, give them a trophy.
Right.
$12.
I agree.
But I kind of always felt that way. Okay, I get it. But now that I know there's only going to be me, don't know if Court's going up there. Yeah, usually he goes to those kind of things.
Right.
And then Jacob is still 50-50 because there is a Havasu points race.
Oh.
Which, Jacob, if you're watching.
He also passed the 30th. He didn't get his ticket. He ain't going,
Well, here's
according to this.
Well, here's the thing.
I think they'll back
this is a well, hold on. This is the friend I am. I have a ticket held for him.
See. So you gave my seat away.
Pretty much.
That's smart. So they could sell it for $100.
So then I was doing the math, and I was like, so it's just going to be like me and TJ there with all them lights?
Well, it is only 3 hours.
Hey, that's what we should do. We should have bought like a couple seats and resold them for $100 a piece. We could have made money.
For the ones that not decided.
That decided, yeah.
Staying outside like scalpers.
Scalping it, yeah.
And then just crack the deal. Look, TJ, we'll give you your 50. Okay?
You're right. You're going to get your 50.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, so it's all right. That'll be fine.
That's cool. It's always
Yeah, and I had a whole part of my speech if they're doing the top 10 because Aaron's still finishing the, you know, ninth in points. Because he had a win, and the way the points were, were worth a lot in the grand scheme of things. And I was going to joke with him because I don't know if you guys ever realize this, but this is how good I am. He's only beat me once.
Wow.
And I was just going to run him into the ground. I'm like, remember when you weren't such a hack and a rundown POS and you could win all the time and stuff? Well, not anymore.
Yep, exactly.
You used to stand right here, bud.
Right, exactly. Yep, now you're in that spot.
Nah,
you dethroned him in the Bombers.
No, all the guys are just... Yeah, no, if it wasn't for all of them, really collective effort, a whole group,
right,
it wouldn't have been a thing. So.
No, that's what's nice. But I mean, real quick, I know we're running out of time, but speaking of that, your group, you want to thank anybody, sponsors, anybody that helped out this
Steve
year?
Steve Durbin, Vinny Jr. helped out a lot in the shop this year. He was off for dirt racing a lot, so it was really just shop time helping me out. Aaron, for all of his advice and numerous amount of times, even if he's out of town, he let me use his truck to tow the car out there.
Uh-huh.
Cool. Especially all the even helping people couldn't be possible without my wife, Kelsey.
Oh yeah.
Always taking care of the baby and it just literally none, I can't help Aaron. I can't do nothing if it wasn't for her support. Right. Pete Meyer, Houston and Dallas Seminet, my sponsor is Aqua Perfect, Diamond Solutions.
If somebody wanted to find out more about your sponsors and yourself, you have Facebook?
The Vegas Made Racing, Instagram, or Facebook.
Okay, so Vegas Made Racing, look it up, and you can find more information on your, not just yourself, but your team mates also that are involved.
Yeah, really, mostly Aaron. He's the one that remembers the post stuff, and he's not even that efficient. We'll go 3-4 races without posting nothing. Okay. We got some stuff coming up in the off season for next year. It's pretty exciting. So, yeah, we should start posting more.
Yeah, hey, we'll keep an eye out for it. We'll check it out. And if you have anything you want us to talk about, just let Gary know and we'll...
Yeah, Aaron almost made it in today. I called him.
Oh, that would have been cool.
But he had just pulled up to his house and he's like, I want to go. And he's like, but I don't want to leave my truck.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
So we'll probably come in once.
Oh, pretty soon he'll be like Kevin Terrell, running from his couch.
I just want to,
video
chat. Video
chat. Yeah. Maybe him and Kevin Terrell will be sitting next to each other. McMahon
on video screens?
Yep.
Talking about spotting in the garage. That's what they'll be doing on the couch.
Ay, ay, ay.
Oh, man.
No, I mean, that's kind of the future, it seems that,
We'll set something up to come down once we got it. We know what we're doing, but we don't know what and when we're doing it. So once that's ironed out, we'll come in and talk.
That sounds good. Once he wins that $10,000 this weekend, or $5,000 even in a modified or something, then we'll look forward to him buying us pizza.
So. Yeah.
Well, cool. Yeah. Good luck to you guys. Good luck to your team. And
or you can take that money and drive a late model truck series next year.
Well, we'll talk more about that before next season, But, go check out the race. So the practices start on
Thursday.
So for you guys, and then they have Friday night heat and qualifying and all that kind of stuff. On Friday night, which is the Late Model Truck Series, has practice on that night, and then the big races are on Saturday.
So,
earlier in the day, too. So
make sure check out
Stands open at 3 p.m.
Okay.
So early and starts at 5.
Early date, tell your friends and family to get up there early. Great night of race, so make sure you're there. And we'll see you live here next season on WheelsNow.com. Thanks, Michael Miller, for coming in, and congratulations on your championship.
Thanks for coming in. Thanks for listening.